Welcome to the Message Podcast with yours truly, Angel. This month's podcast episode is titled Manifesting, Astrology, and Tarot Reading, The Dangers of the New Age Movement. In this episode, we're going to be talking about this dangerous movement that has recently been having a lot of influence in today's society and how people are being deceived by Satan through it. Now, before we get into that, I want to give you guys a praise report. So you may remember last month's episode where I spoke about my little health scare and the diet I've been on to repair my kidneys. So around 2 weeks ago or so, I retook my urine test and the results showed no protein in the urine, which shows that my kidneys have healed. Praise God. I was prepared to be on this diet for 6 months before I saw any results. So it's encouraging and a blessing to see that in only 3.5 months, my body, thanks to the Lord, has healed. It truly is a beautiful testimony that shows that faith without works is dead. I did my part in eating healthy and trusted the Lord to do the rest. I did not take any medication, just a special diet and supplements. At no point did I manifest my healing, which leads to what we'll be discussing today. I'm going to be honest, this wasn't an easy episode to write, simply because people I know personally may get offended by it. I know the truth sometimes offends, but still, just know my heart, and I feel that this is an important topic to cover, especially since so many people today have dabbled in something in the past or present. Many of us know at least some person that believes in astrology, manifesting, and tarot card reading. So before we go in further, let's quickly define what the New Age movement is. You guys know I like to do my research always before even thinking about talking about it in a podcast. Defining it can be tricky because everyone has their little twist on it, which is part of what it's about in the first place. But there are common things that I do see that people believe in. Now, the first example is monism, not to be confused with monotheism. Monism is the belief that everything is connected. In other words, God can be found in anything and anything can be considered God, including human beings. Another common thing I found is the belief in spirit guides. They believe they can communicate with spirits that can help them navigate through today's world. Those who believe in the New Age movement have a strong belief in that they can create their own reality. In other words, manifesting. They also believe in elevating their consciousness to discover the God in themselves. They acknowledge Jesus, but put him as just another spiritual teacher on the same level as Muhammad or Buddha. They also believe in the zodiac as well, in that they can use star constellations, position of the planets and moons to predict things here on Earth, particularly their own lives. There is so much more they believe in, but you get the gist. The more I research this movement, the more I realize that there really isn't anything new under the sun. I realized that much of what people believe in through this false movement existed during biblical times. I'll go into these examples in a bit, but I want to share a common theme in all these examples I've listed. They all center around you. It's this sense of being your own God and manifesting the life you want. Not what God wants, but what you want, which is totally against what God says. And to be honest, this all sounds too familiar, come to think of it. If we go all the way back to the beginning, and I'm talking way back, like Genesis back, in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" Key phrase here where it says, "and you will be like God." The New Age movement is a false belief system that has been created by Satan to deceive people today. Nothing about it is rooted in truth. It is another lie that is just packaged with a different wrap and bow at the top, disguised as a new way to think in today's age. These beliefs have existed for thousands of years, and time again, God has shown that the only truth is found in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Not in the stars, not in some tarot cards, not in manifesting anything, only in Jesus. Not too long ago, I saw a Christian TikToker talk about how praying and manifesting are not the same thing, and they were getting bashed on social media for it. I had a hard time understanding why. I mean, they're not the same at all. You may be asking, well, why is that? Is praying for the same thing over and over and over again the same thing as manifesting something to happen? No, they're completely different things. You see, praying doesn't put us at the center. It puts God at the center. We speak to God and give Him our thoughts, concerns, our desires. The difference is that we trust His will. Not every prayer we ask for will happen. And that's okay, because we don't pray expecting God to bend to our will. We pray to be in His presence. We pray to be reminded of who God is. In His presence, we find peace, freedom, and joy. Sure, we ask God for things, but we are well aware that if it's not in His will, it won't happen. We submit to His will, not the other way around. That is the difference. Manifesting is all about us. Manifesting puts us at the center and doesn't involve Him in anything whatsoever. It's about what we desire and to think positively so that it happens. Folks, that is making yourself God. The only one in control is Yahweh, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the same one and only God who died for us on the cross at Calvary. To think we are somehow able to manifest things to happen is not only dangerous, but it is going against who God is. The next thing I want to talk about is astrology. I don't know about you, but I see all the time in the comment section of a YouTube or TikTok video of someone acting up and someone commenting, "total Capricorn energy." Excuse me, what? You know, Capricorn energy? That person is just acting a fool, plain and simple. We're really at her blaming the month we were born to who we are as people? People who grow and think differently as we mature? Ask me what my sign is, and I'll say the cross. Because I'm not a Leo, I'm a child of God. And what breaks my heart is that we live in a world that has a much easier time believing planet alignments and constellations predict your future. More than the fact that we have a living God who knows all, who sent His Son Jesus to die for our sins, and through Him, we may have the free gift of salvation. You have to understand, astrology is not some harmless way of thinking. It is a blasphemous belief that undermines who God is. Why are we worshiping the creation rather than the Creator? Why look to the stars for guidance when it is God who created those same stars who we should look to for guidance? Do we forget what He says in the scripture? In Revelations 22:13, it says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." No constellation is going to know your future. Only God does. Now, some may argue the following. Well, doesn't the Bible mention constellations, Angel? It does. But let's take a look at what it really says. In the book of Job, chapter 9, verses 7 to 9, it says, "If He commands it, the sun won't rise and the stars won't shine. He alone has spread out the heavens and marches on the waves of the sea. He made all the stars, the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades, and the constellations of the southern sky." So the scriptures show here our sovereign God is who created the stars and constellations in the sky. But what's the purpose behind them, Angel? It's clear the constellations exist, but what's the purpose? I gotcha. If we look to Genesis 1:14, it explains it very clear. "Then God said, 'Let lights appear in the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be signs to mark the seasons, days, and years.'" Notice what is listed here. Seasons, days, and years. Is anything else listed here? No. Not your personality, not who you're compatible with as a mate, not any future event in your life. These constellations were meant as a guide, visually and time-wise, as in to show what time of the year people were in, because we didn't have world clocks that updated by themselves. Astrology is an incredibly dangerous misinterpretation of God's creation that takes God away from his creation. I said earlier that many of these beliefs existed back then as well. I want to go into the book of Daniel next. In the book of Daniel, it's clear that there were Babylonians at the time who believed in astrology. But what happens when they encounter a man of God? Which belief prevails? If we look to chapter 5 in the book of Daniel, verses 7 to 9, it says, "The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. The king spoke, saying to the wise men of Babylon, 'Whoever reads this writing and tells me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around his neck, and he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom.' Now all the king's wise men came, but they could not read the writing or make known to the king its interpretation. Then King Belshazzar was greatly troubled, his countenance was changed, and his lords were astonished." Didn't really work too well for them, did it? Later on in Daniel, a man of God manages to interpret the mysterious writing on the wall, thanks to God. Verses 13 to 29 explain the interpretation of the writing, and needless to say, Daniel became the third ruler in Babylon. Now, why was Daniel called to interpret it? Now, if we look a little further back to the first chapter of Daniel, verse 20, it shows the previous king trusted David's wisdom that came, ding, 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 from God. It says in the scripture, "And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm." As I said before, the only truth is found in our Lord Jesus Christ. The only place to look for guidance is God and his word in the Bible. Unfortunately, people insist on going elsewhere, confident in the answers they find elsewhere, which leads to the next topic, tarot card reading. In today's society, there are tons of people out there seeking the truth, which is admirable. The problem is they're looking for it in the wrong places, everywhere but God, it seems. I'm sure all of us know at least one person who's gone to get their palms read or for a tarot card reading. God specifically instructs us in the book of Leviticus to stay away from psychics and mediums. In chapter 19, verse 31, it says, "Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." Some may argue, "Well, the person knew everything about me, so it's true." That may be true, but did you ever ask yourself, where did that knowledge come from? It sure didn't come from God. The psychic may mean well in what they do, but they're being deceived by Satan. There's a reason the word defiled was used in that verse. You have to understand, the enemy is always around, seeking ways to deceive us. The devil knows everything you've ever done, all the way from birth. The thing is, the devil doesn't know all. Notice how the psychics only talk about your past with such accuracy, but when it comes to your future, it's vague and inaccurate at best. That's because the only one who knows all, including the future, is God. Folks, we must stop playing around with fire. One of my favorite verses that displays the sovereignty of God over these psychics and mediums is in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 16 to 18, where it says, "Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation.' And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out that very hour." What hurts my heart is just the way it was back then is how it is now. People think it's okay to play around with fire. People think it's okay to have spirit guides, which are demons in disguise. People think it's okay to look for life's answers in the stars, when it is the all-knowing God who created those stars to begin with. But it shows me one thing. It shows me a need for God in society today. There is a yearning for something greater. There is a yearning to understand why we're here. And unfortunately, too many people are looking everywhere else but to God. People want to know their destiny and how their life goes right away with instant gratification. Why would someone want to trust God? And the devil is taking advantage of this and using what seems to some to be harmless to deceive millions of people. You want to know why you exist? God will tell you in His Word. You want to know what exists after this life? God will tell you through His Word. You want to know what your talents and gifts are? God will reveal them to you. We need to stop going to everything else and make God the absolute center of everything. As it says in Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So let's start looking towards God from now on, and let's stop opening doors and allowing the enemy to wreak havoc in our life. The devil absolutely hates you. The enemy hates you. He doesn't want you to be seeking God. He wants you thinking that you can be God, just as the lie he told Eve in the Garden of Eden. But let's do better. God loves you so much, and He has plans of hope and a good future for you. God's plan for your life will be far greater than what any bogus psychic can ever say to you. So why don't we start seeking the one who created us? He has already shown to be sovereign over all the evil that is behind astrology, tarot card reading, and manifesting, clearly through the scriptures. So before we close out this episode, I'd like to pray for you. Maybe you're in a good place, maybe not. Maybe you know someone close to you that may be involved in these occult practices. I want to pray for breakthrough in this area. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for this opportunity at this moment. Thank you for whoever is listening at this moment. Thank you for creating them with an amazing purpose for their life. Lord, I cover them in prayer at this moment, asking for breakthrough upon their life. Or if they're not involved in these occult practices, I pray for a friend or a family member at this moment. Lord, I pray that they may encounter you in a mighty way. I pray that they may have this veil removed from their eyes and see that there is only one God. There is only one who knows it all. That is you, Lord. You know us because you created us. You know every strand of hair on our head. You know our thoughts, our dreams, our struggles, what burdens us. You love us all the same. Thank you for loving us so much that you paid the price on the cross, giving us the free gift of salvation. Lord, we live in a world today that needs you. They need your presence. They need your love. They need your peace, joy, your guidance. I pray for a revival in their lives. May they turn from their sins and return back home to you, Father God. I thank you because you are always working. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Well, that concludes this month's podcast. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I pray that this episode was insightful and encouraging. It means so much to have you tune in, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. I can be reached on my website, my name is angel.com, or on social media at The Message Podcast. This one's specific to Instagram, so just a heads up. God bless you, and remember that God loves you, and that there is only one place you will find the answers you're seeking, and that is in Jesus Christ. God bless you, and until next time, this has been The Message.